It's time for your Friday Majestic movie review with Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog. How are you, mates?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Today, we're having a look at The Father. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
Dad, I'd like you to meet Laura.
How do you do, sir?
I say you're gorgeous.
Thank you. I must say he's charming.
Yeah, not always. Laura has come round to help you.
I don't need her or anyone else. I can manage very well on my own.
Everything all right?
Who are you?
Actually, it's me, Paul.
Who?
I live here.
What is this nonsense? Anne?
It's me.
Ah, there she is.
Your father seemed a bit confused.
Any film that stars two Academy Award winners is always going to go along pretty well, I reckon.
Yeah, so The Father, Andrew, is the debut film of director Florian Zeller, who's here adapting a really acclaimed stage play he did. So he's adapting his own work for the big screen and managed to get Anthony Hopkins and also Olivia Colman to be his two leads in this drama that focuses around Anthony Hopkins, who plays Anthony, an elderly gentleman there that is very much dealing with what you'd call dementia and things like that, but unable to accept his kind of new reality. And the way the film deals with that is that you are almost entirely in his fractured mindset of, you know, he can't remember faces, he can't remember what he did hours or just minutes ago. And it's this really interesting film that I think is absolutely relatable to anyone with potentially elderly parents or maybe even grandparents. And yeah, really does deal with that sad reality of aging for some people.
Mate, I've only watched the trailer. There's a two-minute version that I've seen, and I've got to say, because my father, sadly, was taken by dementia, and everything that I saw in Anthony Hopkins resembled everything that somebody does going through that, and so too Olivia Colman as well. Both of them so extraordinarily genuine.
Yes, absolutely. And look, it's really, I would have to say over the last 12 months, the double performance there of Hopkins and Colman together is one of the most memorable big screen occurrences. It was a real coup for Zeller to get them both in the film together. And look, their work is extraordinary, and particularly Anthony Hopkins, who, look, I did a bit of a look back over his last, say, two decades, and I really only picked out two films, which were The Two Popes and World's Fastest Indian, were the only films that I really thought used his talents well in the last two decades. So, look, you know, he's an Oscar winner, he's a legend, but he hasn't been doing the best work over the last little while, and this film, The Father, gave him just this extraordinary role to really play this role of a man that turns at some stage from charming to angry in almost an instant. And obviously, again, being in a situation where you feel very uncomfortable almost entirely every day, every hour of every day, he plays that so well. It's a really incredible performance from him, and one that's deserving of his recent Oscar nomination.
Olivia Colman, known for her comedy work, are there some lighter moments in what looks like a heavy story?
Look, there are a few little funny moments, and that's the thing, you know, through these really sad, I guess, occurrences, you do get these funny moments that pop up with your parents or grandparents or whatever it might be, and certainly there are a few elements here to that. But look, this is, I wouldn't say it's a depressing film as such. It's just a realistic one, and it is a bit downbeat. But yeah, there are a few little really funny moments here, particularly with Olivia Colman's character Anne wanting to move to Paris. There's a bit of a running joke there. I won't say too much more, but it's a really well-written film, and the way it's edited together and put together is quite extraordinary. It's a familiar kind of tale, but the way it's told, completely unique.
Well, I think I might have to go to the cinema and check that one out. It is The Father. So, Eddie, what's your rating for it?
Yeah, look, very much deserving of its six Oscar nominations. And I do hope, I've got a real fingers crossed kind of moment for Anthony Hopkins to maybe win an Academy Award here. But this one's 4.5 watches out of 5. I really enjoyed this one. A great drama and well worth checking out.
That is The Father, and that is our Majestic movie review. Eddie, if I can get you to come back next week and we'll do another film.
Great, mate. We'll speak then.